Geppetto made Pinocchio some new feet, and the little puppet hugged him.
"Listen," said Geppetto. "You must go to school. I want you to work hard and be a good boy."
"But I can't go to school without a writing book," said Pinocchio.
"Wait there," said Geppetto. "I'll get one."
When Geppetto returned, Pinocchio said,
"Where's your coat, Dad?"
Geppetto didn't answer. He just said,
"Look, here's your writing book."
"Oh, Dad,"
said Pinocchio.
"You sold your coat to buy my book, didn't you? I'll be a good boy. I'll go to school tomorrow."
But on his way to school, Pinocchio saw something.
"Two pens," said a man.
"It only costs 2 pence to see the famous puppet's show."
"I'm going to school,"
said Pinocchio.
"And I don't have any money."
"Hey,"
said the man.
"Go to school tomorrow. I'll give you 2 pence for that writing book."
"Come and see the puppets."
It did sound interesting, so Pinocchio said,
"Okay."
But the puppets stopped singing when they saw Pinocchio.
Hey
puppet boy,
they shouted.
Come and sing with us.
Then everyone in the audience turned and looked at him. Then the nasty puppet master arrived.
"Why aren't you puppets singing?"
he shouted.
"And who's this?"
he asked, looking at Pinocchio. The puppets were so afraid that they could not move.
"Okay,"
shouted the puppet master.
"Time for bed. But first, I need some wood for the fire. I want to cook my dinner."
He grabbed an old puppet.
"Ah, here's some wood,"
he laughed. Then Pinocchio did something brave.
"Let him go,"
he cried.
"Put that puppet down. Take me,"
he shouted bravely.
"Put me on your fire and let this old puppet go."
"What?"
said the puppet master.
"What did you say?"
The puppet master could not understand why Pinocchio was not afraid. He looked at Pinocchio's eyes. Pinocchio's eyes were not afraid. Suddenly, the puppet master felt tired. He dropped the old wooden puppet onto the floor.
"Okay,"
he said.
"No more singing today. You can all go to bed.